The Wawota Public Library had their final day for the summer reading program. Iris Wilson was the winner for the pre-reader category and Ethan Weber was the top reader. The Museum Kids Days are over for this year. On August 16, there were only 3 children present, and they learned about Pioneer Days. Lunch was bread with jam and honey. The final day was August 23, which was filled with lots of games. The favorite of the 12 children attending was musical chairs. What a great wind-up and what a great bunch of kids. Sympathy to Al and Lucy Chuback and family on the passing of Al's mother, Nellie Chuback of Yellow Grass. She died on August 20 at the age of 99 at a retirement home in Prince Albert. Congratulations to Jody Wen and Garth Dahlstrom of Toronto on the birth of their daughter on August 15. She weighed 8 pounds, 2 ounces, and has been named Vanessa Wen Dahlstrom. Grandparents are the Wens in China, Wint Dahlstrom of Toronto and Philip Heinrichs and Sylvia Jukes of Wawota. Rihanna Jensen Genter and Justin Black were married this past summer in an outside ceremony at Sandy Lake, Man. Rihanna is the daughter of Maureen Jensen and Steve Genter and the granddaughter of Marie Jensen. Justin is the son of Tom Black and Linda Benner and grandson of Edna Benner. Valerie Puskas, Edna Benner and Jean Miller traveled together and spent the weekend at the Sandy Lake Motel and Campground. Justin and Rihanna reside in Carberry, Man. On August 14, Pukas and Marie Jensen traveled to Carberry for a family dinner with Steve Genter and Maureen Jensen. Marie visited with 4 of her granddaughters and 3 great-granddaughters. The final meeting of the Heritage Committee was held at the Village Inn on August 29. Overall, it was a great day, beautiful weather and good attendance. The Gymkhana and children's events were busy and the fireworks and cabaret were enjoyed. I was part of the committee and appreciated the 8 other members who each worked hard in their areas to produce a first-class event. Happy 85th birthday to my sister, Nola Mowbray, on September 1.